Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's get right down to it. The Rams beat the Texans 33-7 on Sunday. I'm guessing this was not a fun game to go back and rewatch.
It was awful, Sean. It was awful.
Yeah, well, thank you for
trudging
through.
They don't pay me enough in those post-game shows to cover this team. I'm just being honest. The way it looks right now,
yeah,
it's not good.
Yeah.
I'm going to go in chronological order. I'm going to do TED Talk in a different format. I'm just going to talk from the beginning of the game until I am done talking about this team. So, on the Texans' first opening possession, all right, it was very clear that they had a plan to attack the middle of the field. That's what they were doing. They're having good success with that. Their first third down and one. Do you know what the Texans did on their very first third down and one opportunity?
They handed it to Deontay Foreman, who burst through the line.
My man, thank you very much. Haven't we been saying, hey, third and one, Deontay Foreman would be pretty good in that situation?
Yeah, we have. That's
he lowered his head.
It's a little scary. It takes the coach
safety
9 weeks to figure that out.
It is a little bit of a mark. And in that opening series, one Xavier Suofilo, remember that name, he's going to come up a lot, gave up a sack to one Aaron Donald. In fact, it was a strip fumble to basically get the Rams the possession at the Texans 10-yard line. The Texans did a great job though when they held the Rams to just a field goal at that point, which was excellent. The Texans got the ball back on their second possession. They tried to do what they've been having success with in earlier in the season with Deshaun Watson as a quarterback, is they max protected and send two guys out into route. All right, so you max protect against the blitz, which Wade Phillips was doing a lot of, and you only put two receivers out into the route. Well, we've seen two touchdowns with that play, with Will Fuller and DeAndre Hopkins crossing about 17 yards down the field.
It was working.
There's always one open, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, not so much. This time when they did the max protect play with sending two guys out into the route, Tom Savage threw seriously into a team meeting. It was not even close. It was horrendous. All right, so on that second possession, there was a third and six. Texans came out in a bunch formation. Hold that thought. I'll talk about the bunch formation a little bit later, but it was a third and six. Oh, false start on who? Number 68, Breno Giacomini. So he went out to a third and 11. Here's the thing. Breno Giacomini is not good enough to get penalties, all right? So now it's third and 11. Tom Savage throws a beautiful pass.
Yeah.
Maybe the best pass he's thrown, since he's been a Texan.
Yeah.
To one Bruce Ellington, who just coughed the ball up. Number 12, you're not good enough to drop passes.
Yeah.
Giacomini, you're not good enough to have false starts. All right.
It's a bad sequence.
Here's the thing. Everything I've said so far to this point, this isn't Bill O'Brien's fault. None of it.
And then on top of that, on the 4th and 11, Leckler punts it into the end zone.
That's right.
Didn't he say it was his fault?
Yeah, he did. He did.
Yeah,
but so far, the giving up a sack and the false start and the drop pass, that is not Bill O'Brien's fault.
I count zero things that are Bill O'Brien's fault so far.
Okay. Yeah. All right. All right. So the Texans in their third possession, they have a third and three, and they convert it. It was a great – so what they were doing, the Texans were a lot of bunch – formations where you have three guys kind of all bunched up, and you saw that the Rams were sloughing off. They had soft coverage. They were playing more zone, because if you play man-to-man in that situation, it can get confusing for guys.
Bump
you can bump into each other.
Yeah. Wade Phillips playing zone?
It was amazing, and the Texans were having success doing it. Tom Savage looked pretty good when they were forcing the Rams, dictating terms, if you will, by having bunch formations, so it takes them out of their man-to-man, which they love to play more zone, and they're really effective on it. The Bruce Ellington touchdown, do you remember what that play was? It was a bunch formation. They were playing man-to-man this time, and Bruce Ellington was wide open. So they made him pay when they did play man-to-man in those bunch formations.
I can't get the Ellington drop out of my head, actually.
Oh, it was terrible, right? But you know what? But good game plan idea to play a team that plays a lot of man-to-man, do more bunch and stack formations. On that possession on third and six versus a blitz, Tom Savage almost threw another interception on that play. Rams, third possession. There was a great hit by Kevin Johnson on that play on the sideline. I mean, Kevin Johnson, guys, he played like I thought he could play. He was phenomenal in this game. I mean, he was. He was a one-man wrecking crew. He's so tough. He's so strong. He's so explosive. I really believe in this kid, and I'm glad to see him playing better. Number three, Tom Savage. He almost got Bruce Ellington killed on a play when he got there was a personal foul, a hit, late hit on Bruce Ellington, where he got sandwiched between two guys. That pass wasn't even close.
No.
He was wide open, and he airmailed it. It almost got the guy killed. By the way, Aaron Donald, he's pretty good. He was making plays all over the field.
Yeah, good.
All right.
Good observation.
Number 68, Breno Giacomini. They had him pulling a lot. And when he pulls on a play, it's like a guy looking for his keys in the dark. I mean, it's like he doesn't know where to go. Seriously, bro, pick somebody out and go block him. And watching this offensive line block on bubble screens is a joke. Please don't run any more bubble screens because they can't ever pick up their guy, okay? So stop pulling Breno Giacomini and stop running screens. They're terrible. Oh, and then our field goal kicker got iced and he missed it, all right? This series, this fourth series by the Rams was amazing. That's the next series. But here's one thing I have to say about our middle linebacker, all right, who I've been a little bit tough on.
Which one?
Number 55.
Okay.
I've been a little tough on the kid. He's got to get off blocks better. Bernard McKinney gets stuck on too many blocks. You have to get off blocks better. One thing I will say about J.D. Clowney, this is what J.D. Clowney did that J.J. Watt does, okay? The Rams had a huge play, a Todd Gurley screen, to get him down into the red zone, all right? Get him down in the red zone. And then Jadeveon Clowney, he beats a seal block by the wide receiver, tackle for a loss, okay? That play sets up second and 17 at that point, all right? And second and 17, at second and 17, J.D. Clowney makes another play, another tackle, all right? So now it's third and 11, all right? It's an incomplete pass. They have to settle for a field goal. My point is J.D. Clowney was the reason they had to kick a field goal because of that tackle for a loss on the very first and 10 play after that big screen. That's what he does for you. He saves touchdowns and turns them into field goals.
He does. He put them behind the chains a bunch of times.
And last but not least, I got to get to it.
Is this the big tease?
Yeah,
right,
this
here
is the big tease. So after the Texans have a great, great stand against the Rams, a great stand defensively, big hits on that. They try fake punt. The Rams were getting nervous.
Yeah.
They ran a fake punt. Curtis Drummond makes a great play on it. All right. Turns the ball over for the Texans. They get the ball right there on the Rams 40. Huge run by Lamar Miller. 20 yards. They're down to the 20-yard line, first and 10. Guess what happens? They have a run play. Xavier Suofilo's guy makes the play. The very next play, Xavier Suofilo's guy makes the sack. Now it's third and 11. There's a pass interference on the Rams. A gift. All right. They get new life. First down. Number 71, Xavier Suofilo's guy bats the ball down. Oh, guess what? On second and 10,
holding.
There's a huge run by Lamar Miller, plus 8. Second and 2, you're thinking, oh, no. Holding number 71. Turns it into a second and 17. What happens next? Interception.
Pick
by Tom Savage.
Yeah.
Xavier Suofilo is the reason they lost this game.
Wow.
Right? He's the reason they lost
this
game.
I'm looking at the play-by-play of that drive, and you're right. His fingerprints are all over that.
All over that drive.
Now, I will say this. He did tackle Mark Barron after the
interception. So he did that. So here's the thing. All right?
Great
so
technique.
Real quick. The Rams, they get the ball right there. They drive down from the 25-yard line to the Texans' 33-yard line, kick a field goal. They go in halftime with a 9-7 lead. Psychologically, it's a completely different game. They have a 21-point third quarter. There you go.
That was incredible. That was a great TED Talk where you basically just zeroed in on a left guard being the reason they lost this game.
He was the reason.
I like it.
I don't know how you can keep rolling him out there.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.